Grace to you and peace on this holy nativity of our Lord. I was a late comer to Christmas. I don't mean that we didn't celebrate Christmas in my family. It's just that I think for a long time I had no idea what it was really all about. Yes, we went to church. Yes, I was in the church choir as a little tiny guy with a white robe and a huge red bow as big as my head, about the color of the poinsettias. I'm sure that at some point in my life I was miscast as an angel in the Christmas pageant. But I came to Christmas late. In some ways, it wasn't until much later in my life that I began to understand how deep and how powerful this night is. And how deep and powerful this night always will be. I think it came one year when my father had lost his job. It was one of the few years that we hadn't been quite so focused on buying presents and all the stuff that went around Christmas. I had finished confirmation, and I think I had finally begun to think in a new way. And I heard for the I don't know how many time this story on Christmas Eve. Simple story about a man and a woman who go into their hometown to Bethlehem just to register to pay their taxes. And then this line. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. I think that hardship that my parents had done everything they possibly could do to hide finally made sense to me. It finally made sense to me when I heard that line, there was no place for them in the inn. Well, of course, there was plenty of room for me, and there was plenty of room for our family. We were in no danger of losing our home or our livelihood. It just seemed that way. It changed how I thought. And now every year, when I hear that line, I wonder how many people in our world have no place. No home. No status. No wealth. I wonder how many children this night, this very night, will be hungry. Were abandoned. The power of the story is not to be found in all of the stuff that we've wrapped it in. The power of the story is an understanding that in this humble and incredible way, God chooses to enter history anew. Not as a king or a ruler or an emperor or a president. Not with power, not with force, not with fame. But as a child. As a child. And as he will grow in years, he will come to be for us the one who comes for those for whom there is no room in the end. It's not what anybody expected. Nobody expected this child, I would think, to grow up and be the one who would say to a Samaritan woman, "You are healed." Who would rub eyes on the strange guy on the corner and bring back his sight. I don't think it occurred to Mary on that night as she sat there in the manger cradling her baby. It probably just didn't occur to her that in just 30 years, this child would sacrifice everything. That sounds like kind of a bummer, but it's not. It's just an incredibly powerful thing that God is up to that we sometimes lose in all the happiness of Christmas and all the holiness of Christmas. In the holiness of our Christmas, we sometimes miss the wholeness of God that is coming into the world in this child. And in this time. In the holiness of this night, we can easily miss that God is up to something powerful and new. Now, in the midst of us. And after the last 10 months, I think Christmas means more to me now than it has since the day I first discovered it. We are literally surrounded by death. Yes, it's happening in ICUs and hospitals. It's happening in places far, far away. But we are surrounded by sickness and death and despair. And yet God chooses to be in the midst of us. Once again, this night. For everything that's going on around us, we are called to discover again the power of God come into the world as a child and with Him to be reborn in hope. And that in rediscovering Christmas in this way, we rediscover one another and our love for one another and our care for one another and our love and our care for the world and those who are most in need. And we too are changed. It's easy to get lost in the music you've been hearing, but you also have to read the words. They're telling a story. Telling a story about what God is up to and what God will always be up to on this night and every night. So I invite you to rediscover Christmas for the first time again. For a child is born, a Savior who is wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. For there was no place in the inn.